is Minor League Monthly on YesNetwork.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Minor League Monthly. I'm your host, Lou DiPietro. This month, we're heading down to Jersey as we catch up with the AA Trenton Thunder. It was Bat Dog Celebration Night when we went down to Trenton in late May, and while we were unable to get an interview with Derby about his Bat Dog skills, we were able to corner a half dozen members of the Thunder for this month's edition of Minor League Monthly. We're going to start at first base, where we have Tyler Austin, a name familiar to longtime Yankees prospect watchers. Austin was hitting .255 in 46 games through Memorial Day this year, but he's done it in a little different spot, that being first base, where he's played about 85% of his games after being an outfielder for much of his career. Let's hear from Tyler on his transition in his season so far. Tyler, first question I have to ask you, obviously, is your wrist has been a source of concern and thought for many over the last couple of years. How are you feeling this year so far?
That feels really good. You know, I think that's just in the past. You know, I think that we got that situated, and I haven't had any issues with it, so I'm happy with where it's at.
And so far this season, you know, you've been a first baseman pretty much the whole time. It's something you've done a little bit in the past, but now this being a full-time experience. How's that full-time transition been for you? I know you worked on a little bit in Arizona this fall,
yeah.
Too.
You know, it's going good. You know, I'm putting a lot of work in over there every single day, so I still got a lot of work to do, obviously, but it's so new to me. But, you know, it's coming along well. I'm happy with where I'm at right now.
The Yankees obviously, you know, had a need for a first baseman this year. Swisher's back in the organization,
sure.
Well, Parmalee here too. So, you know, that thought process, I mean, maybe there's a lot of outfielders, but first base being a position that can maybe help you, you know, excel your career and further pull back forward.
Yeah, you know, I the more positions I can play, the better off it's going to be for me in the long run. You know, with the Yankees or whatever it may be, you know, I'm happy to go out there and get a chance to play every day. So, I'm happy playing first and getting a chance to play some outfield as well, so we'll see what happens later on.
I know last year must have been very difficult for you with everything that happened, but what did that bring to you, you know, everything you went through and now you're back here, just like to bring you, that you can take forward with you knowing like you've been through?
Yeah, this game is very humbling is what I found out the hard way last year. You know, I've struggled here in the past, I've struggled in other leagues in the past as well, but you know, last year getting taken off the roster and the circumstances that came about last year, you know, it was tough. So, you know, I can just, from here on out, just work as hard as I can every day, not get comfortable with where I'm at, because this game will humble you real quick, and I found out the hard way.
Now you got that assignment to Arizona this year to play first base, and this was technically your third time there. I know,
sure.
you left early a couple years ago with the first flare-up of the wrist injury, but does that get any easier? I know it's some of the best players, the best prospects, and they change every year. Does that assignment playing that late in the season get any easier for you a couple years later?
No, I don't think it gets any easier. You know, those guys are all out there. They're all really good players, you know. You know, going out there and playing against different guys every time I've been out there, it's still the same competition. Those guys are still very, very good, very talented players. So, no, I don't think it's been any easier over the last couple of years going.
And you spent a little time in Venezuela this year, too, playing a little winter ball.
Yes,
what was that like for you?
You know, it was different.
It's a complete different world.
Very, very different experience. You know, I had a good time out there, though. I was only out there for about 17 days, I guess it was. But I enjoyed every bit of it, and I'm planning on going back this year if I can, and get another opportunity to go out there and play and experience how those guys over there live, and you know, I'm excited for it.
Last question I got to ask you is, you know, coming back a real closer to home, you being a Georgia guy, Dustin Fowler's here this year. You guys have a little something in common,
little
Peach State boys.
Oh,
what's
yeah.
it been like getting to play with him and get to know him? And do you have that kind of kinship, knowing you're from the same area of the world?
He's a young kid, but he's one heck of a player, man. I don't know if you've got a chance to see him play, but you know, he works his butt off every day. He plays hard, and you know, he's gonna grind it out every day. You know, like 110% every single play, every single at bat. And you know, it's fun to be around guys like that. It kind of reminds me of how I played when I was his age, and you know, it's just fun and great experience to play with him.
And now we move kind of across the diamond to third base, where we find another name familiar to longtime Yankees prospect watchers, that being former first-round pick Dante Bichette Jr. Bichette is still playing third base down at Trenton, but he's also gained a little flexibility this season as he started a handful of games at first as well, spelling Austin on days when Austin would roam back to the outfield. Through Memorial Day, Bichette wasn't having his best season in the minors, but with a new outlook on his career and the possibility of his little brother joining him in the pro ranks very soon when this year's draft comes around, Dante thinks all things are looking up. So how's this year been going for you? You've been here, you know, all season, little third base, little first base. How's it been going for you?
It's going well. This is my second. It's going to be my second start at first. Playing a lot of third base this year, which is awesome. Really got on top of my defense and athleticism this offseason, which is helping. And as far as hitting goes, it's, you know, it's early still, but I'm feeling great and feeling like it's the weather's warming up and bat well too.
You've got a lot of guys here now too. You know, Tyler's here from Tampa. Guys you've played with in the past, as well as everybody's kind of catching up here. So what's that like for you, just knowing you have a great chemistry in this clubhouse and guys you've been with for a while?
This is a great team, honestly. We all get along, the Latin guys, American guys, everybody. And it's all held together. We got a great manager this year, one of my favorites I've ever had in pro ball. He's like perfect temperament for the whole team, you know, everything. And it's a fun year. Should be a fun year.
The pitching staff has been kind of, you know, a rock for you guys this year. Mm-hmm. Just with starting, I mean, Ronald's no hitter, obviously, is the big high water mark, but Jordan's been pitching well, Dietrich's been pitching well, everybody's been picking up. How much fun is it for you to play behind that staff, knowing that you guys can go out there and play your game and these guys are going to pick you up no matter what?
More than anything, it's just fun to watch them. We had a stretch there. I think it was, like you said, starting with Ronnie's no hitter, and then I think the next four games or something were shutouts, and we kind of just keep riding that. Our pitching is really good. Bullpen's good too, so, you know, when we got the lead, the bullpen kind of just shuts the door, and it's fun to watch.
It was pretty close to back-to-back no-hitters, right?
Yeah, almost.
About six innings the next day, so.
Yeah, I think it was Dietrich, I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, both of them, they work hard and they focus well, and they do good for us, so yeah.
So we're coming up on the draft this year, and your brother is eligible. So, you know, what are you looking at? Is the family looking at his prospects and kind of helping him through the process a little bit?
Bo is he's great. He works harder than – I mean, he got to watch not only me, but he got to hear from my dad, and he got to we got to hit with a bunch of the Blue Jays guys this offseason and see how they work. And Bo's awesome, man. He's got crazy tools. Really good kid, plays hard, really hard, loves to win. So, I mean, you know, if he just keeps his eyes on God, that's a big thing in my family, and works hard, he'll be fine.
So there's a 1 in 30 chance, obviously, because there's 30 teams in MLB. But right. If your brother calls you in a couple weeks and says, Dante, the Yankees, how cool would that be for you?
That'd be fun, man, just see him around here for sure. But, you know how it is with the draft, you never really know where you're going. So
yeah.
I just hope that – I know he's made it a point to say wherever he goes, he wants to be able to be himself and you know, play the game his way. And that's really important as an individual player to be able to do that. Makes you comfortable, and he's good at voicing that.
And he's got like a 1 in 30 or some chance of going higher than you, but are you going to give him a little
oh, yeah, I'm,
little ribbon if he doesn't?
No. I hope he does. I hope he does for sure. I like to think that he learned a lot from me, just like I've learned a ton from him. You'd be surprised. And I want the best for him. I think he's the best player in the world. So,
cool. Mm-hmm. What's your dad up to these days?
He just left Reading. He was out here to see a couple games. Other than that, he's working with my little brother, and he plays in the men's league team, plays some tennis, fishing. Yeah, no, he's doing awesome. He's just he's getting to hang out having a kid in pro ball. And
he's gonna have two soon.
Yep, and I think he's really looking forward to being able to just travel all over and watch us play.
Between Austin and Bichette on most days, Trenton's middle infield has been in kind of a bit of flux, but there's been one constant at either side of second base, and that's Tyler Wade. Now, you may remember that Tyler is a shortstop by trade, but he's played about two-thirds of his games at short this year, and a third of them at second base, as he also learns some defensive flexibility. Let's hear from Tyler about his 2016 and the move to second base. You started this season in Major League camp for first extended look. How is that for you, that experience?
It was a really good experience. We have a lot of veteran guys in that clubhouse. It kind of showed me the ropes, and I learned a lot while I was up there and kind of took it into this year.
Now, you ended last year here in Trenton, and you started here again, and, you know, last year at the end of the season was a little bit of a struggle numbers-wise, but how much of that experience just being here and getting the lay of the land, getting a little bit of a taste of Double-A help you as you went into this year knowing you were going to be here?
Well, like you said, it was adjustment, and I just kind of got a taste of it, and I learned from what I necessarily didn't fail, but I kind of struggled a little bit, and I put that to my game this year, and I worked on it, and kind of made an adjustment, and it seems to be going pretty well.
You've also made a bit of an adjustment position-wise. You know, I know you're a shortstop, but second base you've been playing a lot of, too, and that's something the Yankees have been doing all throughout the lower levels. Mm-hmm. What's that transition like for you? Is it easy? Is it difficult? I know it's there's different angles on throws and different coverage on, even though you're 40, 50 feet away from where you normally play. But what's that adjustment been like for you to learn both positions?
It's been a pretty easy transition for me. I mean, it's a lot less responsibilities than you do at short. Biggest thing for me, as I always said, is double plays. But once you get in a couple game reps, it's pretty easy. I went to the fall league and played some second, so had a lot of reps there, and I feel pretty comfortable at both right now.
That was going to be my next question, was Arizona. That's kind of where you got to. How was that experience for you playing against, some of the best competition, especially doing it, learning second base, so to speak?
Well, like you said, it's some of the best prospects in baseball right now, and able to learn that position at one of the highest levels right now was huge for me, and helped me slow down the game. And I played some short there too, so I didn't really lose my touch there. And right now I feel like I'm in a good spot, and just kind of being consistent with both.
You're in a pretty good spot on a lot of the prospect list too. A lot of outlets are Tyler Wade is a top 10 prospect in the organization. Does that put any pressure on you? Does that do anything for you? Like, I got to live up to that now, or do you just go out there and play your game?
I just play my game. I don't really pay attention to that. I'm a big guy. You control what you control, and I'm gonna play my game and let that talk basically.
I want to ask you also, I know Billy Fleming just got promoted. Mm-hmm. He's been kind of a utility guy. One of the other guys here in this clubhouse, Dan Fiorito, has played everywhere, every level, every position.
Yeah.
A lot of guys this spring, I talked to Aaron Judge, talked to a couple other guys, said that he's pretty much like the prospect's favorite player because he's just that guy that's great in the clubhouse, can do whatever on the field, and kind of helps you guys along. So what's it been like getting to know him a lot and play with him over the last year and change?
Dan?
Yeah.
Dan's been an amazing teammate, man. I mean, he keeps the clubhouse loose. Like you said, he can basically play every position, so whatever guy needs a day off, he's right there. And it's not like he's not playing well. I mean, he's played at the top of the level and every position, and he's just a great clubhouse guy. I love him.
Then you have Ref Snyder's from SoCal. Mm-hmm. I know you're from SoCal. Ghost Case from SoCal as well, so you guys got a little bit of a click. But I know you idolized a kid from Kalamazoo when you were growing up. So
yep.
What's it been like for you following in the footsteps of your hero and Derek Jeter?
It's been surreal, man. I mean, such a great player to look up to. Everything he does on and off the field, he plays the game the right way. He respects people, and people respect him. And, I mean, it's a great guy to idolize. And I've had a chance to meet him a couple of times, so kind of pick his brain about stuff like that. It's just been a real blessing.
As you get, you're out here at AA or AAA is one step away in the majors, is it kind of crossing your mind that, you're getting close maybe someday to standing in that spot?
Yeah, man, it's exciting, man. I mean, it's kind of a little bit of motivation because, like you said, you're a phone call away. And I come into my job every day kind of and prepare for that, be like kind of, I'm going to get called up today, so I'm going to go about my business correctly. And kind of that kind of keeps your drive going. And kind of when there's a hot day or it's a rain day, kind of get things going and not kind of get lazy.
Keeps you going, keeps your mind focused.
Exactly.
While you're here in Trenton, obviously, this is considered one of the more fun atmospheres in minor league baseball. Mm-hmm. And specifically, as we stand here talking today, it's Bat Dog Appreciation Day.
Oh, God. Yeah.
So, just give me your thoughts. I'll end with that. Just your thoughts on what it's like to have the dogs hanging out and part of the team.
I mean, it's cool. I mean, for me, I love dogs. So, I mean, when I'm away from home, I miss my dog. So when you have a dog come around the clubhouse, you kind of be like, oh, I get to see a dog. But, I mean, it's cool. I mean, it brings a lot of fans. The fans love it. So, I mean, fans make the game, so whatever brings them in.
I've heard in past years Ben Gamble's bat was a little rough for him because of the pine tar. So is there anybody here that's he's a little more shy of?
Dustin Fowler. he's a big pine tar guy. So, I mean, I know the dogs don't like the taste of it, but I really haven't had an issue with that.
Now, as strong as some of the Yankees' top prospects have been in the field, the real strength of the AA Thunder this season so far has been on the mound, where their starting rotation has been lights out most nights. Ronald Herrera famously had a no-hitter in late April, and Dietrich Enns almost had another one the next day. But there's a third starter that's making some serious waves down there, and that's lefty Jordan Montgomery. Through his first 9 games, Montgomery was 5-1 with a 2.83 ERA, striking out 45 batters in 47 and two-thirds innings. Those numbers are about on board with where he was last year, when he struck out 132 hitters and 134 and a third innings pitched at Class A Advanced Tampa, and he's well on his way to eclipsing that 2.95 ERA he had last season with the T-Yanks as well. Let's hear from the lefty about his first season at AA. When the Yankees called you on draft day a couple of years ago, just walk us through that phone call. What was that like for you?
I was just excited. Of course, I wanted to get picked as early as possible, so It was cool. My agent called me and told me, be ready, that they were going to take me. So he gave me a heads up, and then seeing it on TV was pretty cool.
So in your, you were there for 3 years. You got a College World Series experience, number one starter. So did that pretty well prepare you for coming into this is the most decorated franchise in baseball. So you had a pretty good run down in South Carolina. So you're pretty well prepared for coming into that winning mentality.
Yeah, South Carolina is such a big program and such a winning program that media and fans and just everyone flocks towards it. So it kind of gets you ready for interviews after games and fan autographs and just big atmosphere during games. So it was pretty cool and got me ready.
The SEC as a whole with this system, I mean, there's so many guys from the SEC. So many pitchers. I mean, I could list off the laundry list of names that I'm sure you know or have played against, you know, most of them. But does that help you out, you know, coming in here, whether it's in spring training? There's all these guys you've played against in the past. You know, being a younger guy in the system, you know what a Rumbelow's gone through, what a Nick Yody's gone through, what Holder and Lindgren and those guys have gone through. Does that help you guys build a little chemistry, you get a little common ground with the roots?
Oh, yeah, definitely. SEC guys kind of stick together around here. Tracy and Holdy and Tyler Webb. Played with him for 2 years at South Carolina, so it's really cool having him in the system, and he kind of told me what to look up for and what to expect coming into Double A and what to expect out of Triple A and all that, but yeah, it's cool having guys that you play against and then you end up being friends and you just talk about games that you played against each other in.
So, you know, last year was your first full year in the system, obviously, over both A-ball levels, and you had a pretty good season, and I was reading up on that you tweaked a little bit of your mechanics that helped you out and have carried that over here to the season?
Yeah, I just found it again yesterday, but it's been cool working on it, and now that I know what I got to do, just to continue to kind of get it more smooth and polished and repeatable to where I can do in the big leagues.
It's considered by many the biggest jump to go from high A to double A. This is, you know, the highest level of big prospect baseball. So what's been the biggest adjustment for you this year, just going from being in the Florida State League even to coming up here now and being here full time?
Probably the biggest adjustment I've had to make is just to play baseball and have fun. It's easy to get caught up in it, thinking, oh, you got to go out there and throw shoddy games and just not have fun. You get away from the why you started playing and why you do it every day. I mean, just having fun and going out there and not thinking, getting in my own head is the main thing I need to work on. I make myself every day, I wake up and I think that before I get to the ballpark. So that's something I've been doing this year, and it's helped so far, and just continue to work on that.
Looks like, you know, you guys in the rotation have been having a lot of fun because you've been a very strong group over the first 6 weeks of the season with, you know, Ronald throwing the no-hitter and ends with a zero ERA through April, and, you know, on down the line, Lael has had success here. How much does that, you know, push you individually? Is all of you guys are picking up one after another, and it just gets contagious with the winning and the pitching well. How much does that help you just get in that mindset, like, these guys are rocking, I'm going to go out there and keep the ball rolling?
Yeah, you don't want to be the guy that ends a winning streak, so we're all setting the standard high and competing against each other, making it fun. Goofing off with each other, telling us, hey, it's your turn, and then you go out there and do it, and then you mess with the next guy. So it's fun. A bunch of good guys on this team. So
for you guys, too, especially with most of you guys being here just for the first time and a couple guys, even Herrera, just coming into the organization, how big is it to have a guy like Higgy behind the plate who's been in the organization for a long time, has gone through so much, and just knows what to do and is that kind of that rock behind the plate?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, both of our catchers are awesome. Valle was with the Pirates last year, and I mean, both of them are just kind of veterans behind the plate, know what they're doing, can call a game, can throw guys out whenever, and they're definitely not lacking offensively either. So I mean, they're both really good catchers, and it's awesome having them back there and just trusting them. You don't have to worry about calling a game; just go with what they want.
Go out there and trust your stuff.
Yeah.
Last question I have for you is just, you know, Trenton is known as one of the more fun atmospheres in minor league baseball. It's Bat Dog Celebration Night as we stand here. So how cool is that around here, just to have the dogs hanging out and all the cool stuff they do around here with that?
It's awesome. most days I walk through the Thunder Management just so I can pet Derby or Rookie every day. That's a big, big morale booster when you get to pet a dog every day. Just definitely helps with the happiness level. But it's cool. I mean, we get fans every night. It feels just like college almost. Going out there and it helps having fun. You're not in Tampa playing in front of 10 people, so it's definitely different, but it's cool.
If they're they're service animals and working animals at the same time and comfort animals, so it's a whole group.
Some days Derby has his bad days, he'll chase the ball, but he's pretty consistent.
Awesome, Jordan, thanks for the time.
No
appreciate
problem.
It. We're coming down the home stretch on this month's edition of Minor League Monthly, and as we do, we're actually going to catch up with a couple of prospects who are no longer in Trenton as of June 1st. The first one of those is utility man Dan Fiorito, who has plenty of Yankees cred growing up in Westchester, going to Fordham Prep in Manhattanville, and watching the Bombers from his home his entire life. Fiorito is a longtime organizational utility man who was promoted to Scranton Wilkes-Barre on May 30th to help out their roster, but it seems everywhere he goes, Dan Fiorito is one of the more popular players on any roster.
The first question is, with all the guys that move around, Tyler learning second base in addition to short, Billy can play three positions, there's all the flexibility. Something the Yankees are doing a lot of in the lower levels now. You've done it a lot over your time here, especially with the shift, knowing that guys can move around in different positions and go, how does that flexibility help guys, you know, especially yourself going forward?
Well, you know, like you said, not only is it huge for the shift because you're in positions that you're used to playing throughout the year, but also just the versatility of playing there each day helps your own value, helps you get in the lineup, helps these guys, you know, all of us hopefully try and get to the big leagues because, you know, like you said, there's so many, you know, great players, especially, you know, guys, you can't get stuck in one spot. You got to be able to play and do different things to help the ball club and the organization.
Does it also help in terms of, you know, if somebody goes down, then you've got, okay, well, we can plug this guy in here and this guy here and everything, and nobody misses a beat. How does that help keep your team, like, you know, in an offensive rhythm, too, with just knowing that you can plug a guy in and move around and everybody's great where they are?
No, like you said, like, it helps guys get in the lineup, and getting in the lineup each day is what's going to create that rhythm for your offense, and especially when guys are getting out there every day, it helps guys get a day off knowing that someone can go in there and, you know, plug in their position, because obviously you can't have a guy come off the bench who can just play strictly one position. You know, guys got to be able to do different things, help the ball club.
Now, there's a lot of guys in here that are, you know, there's top prospects, there's prospects, there's this and that. Talked to a couple guys in spring training that said that their favorite prospect is Dan Fiorito because of all the things you bring to the table. So to hear guys say that about you, I know you're one of the more veteran guys in this clubhouse, but age-wise at least, just what does that mean to you to hear guys say that, you know, you're somebody that they look forward to playing with and learning from and being around?
It's obviously great to hear, and, you know, it's the praise is really cool. But at the end of the day, I'm just trying to help these guys and be the best team guy I can be. And like you said, like, you know, we got guys coming here who haven't played certain positions, and, you know, now they've been doing it for, it's my fourth year, I mean, I'll be able to help them. And, you know, hopefully just being around here for a while now, this is part of my fourth year here in Trenton with my third full year going on now. So I'm able, you know, just been around for a while and being able to see a bunch of pitchers I got help the hitters with, or different situations, cuts and relays, little stuff that we do throughout the year. But more importantly, it's more off the field kind of stuff that, you know, I take a lot of pride in being able to help some guys and, you know, hopefully take some guys underneath my wing. But it's obviously great to hear.
And you've got a lot of Westchester cred, so being with the Yankees, I assume, has to be pretty much close to a dream come true.
Yeah, it definitely is. Grew up a diehard Yankee fan, so. Obviously, from the day one, I think it was 2012 when I signed. You know, that was definitely a dream come true. And obviously, I have bigger goals and aspirations now, and that's to make it to the big leagues. But obviously, couldn't be any happier on where I am right now. And, you know, just the teammates and coaches that I have, and the opportunity that I've had to have players that I looked up to now coaching me is an unbelievable and surreal feeling.
And, you know, when that call comes, Yankee Stadium's not too far away from home. So have you thought about what that atmosphere will be like that day when that happens?
Oh, man, I think about it. You know, you think about it all the time, just because when you don't want to have that moment come and, you know, you're shocked by it. You want to put yourself in that spot. Like, a great quote that I heard, I think it was from Lee Mazzilli, he kind of mentioned to the guys, like, treat this as your big league. So every night you go out, pretend you're in the big leagues. Like, act like you would if you were in the big leagues. Act like you would if there were 50,000 fans watching. That was a great quote that I got from him, and something that I think about each night.
Last question I'll leave you with is one I've asked a lot of the guys, and this is considered one of the more fun atmospheres in minor league baseball. It's Bat Dog Appreciation Day, as we stand here talking.
Cool.
So I'm sure there'll be some fun stuff with Rookie and Derby. But what's it like having, you know, the dogs as part of a team and just the atmosphere they bring and for the fans and everything for you guys?
Oh, obviously, they're a lot of fun to keep things loose. You know, a lot of the players, they love the dogs. Same here. Unfortunately, we have a couple allergies in the clubhouse, so they're not able to come in there as often as they were in years prior. But nonetheless, you know, we get to see them, you know, on the field and before BP and stuff. And it's always fun. It's a good time. And the dogs are great.
I know a few guys in the past have singled out Ben Gamble as one. And I've heard from Tyler and a couple other guys that Dustin Fowler as well with the pine tar. So is he this year's culprit?
Yeah, Fowler's the new guy with the pine tar, not making a rookie too happy. But nonetheless, Fowler's been doing his thing, so we can't give him a hard time.
How long Fiorito stays in Scranton depends on both health and production of himself and others. But one guy who may be there for quite a while is catcher Kyle Higashioka, our final subject on this month's edition of Minor League Monthly. Higashioka was promoted to AAA on May 26 when Gary Sanchez went on the disabled list, and he went 2-for-7 with a home run in his first couple of games over Memorial Day weekend. Higgy did hit .286 in 32 games in Trenton as well, but he really earns rave reviews for his defense behind the plate, as Montgomery and several other pitchers we talked to while in Trenton raved about. The promotion is a big chance for Higashioka, who's been in the system for almost a decade now, and came back from an injury that you might associate more with the guys he catches than him himself. Here's Higgy on his 2016 and his time in pinstripes.
You personally have been through a lot of injuries, including Tommy John surgery. Most people know what that's like for a pitcher and rehab and with that, but can you kind of walk us through what that rehab's like for you? I mean, obviously a catcher, you have to throw a lot and have to have your arm strength, but what was that rehab and timing and everything like for you?
I mean, it's pretty much the same as a pitcher up until a certain point. I was actually rehabbing back home with one of our pitchers who had it about a couple weeks after me. So we did all the same stuff up until the point where he had to start throwing bullpens, and that was supposed to be when I was supposed to be 100%, but I had a couple of setbacks, so it kind of, you know, it took about a full 12 or 13 months for me to get back.
You've gotten to know a lot of the pitching staff. You've been at Major League Camp, I think, 6 times now in your career. How has that changed for you going from, you know, the 19- or 20-year-old rookie, kind of fresh-faced in your first year, to now you're a veteran, you know a lot of these guys well, and maybe know some of the younger guys as well?
You know, I mean, it's just good to have the experience every year of going, because, you know, it's always any chance you get to hang around the big league club and to interact with everyone there is just an opportunity to learn and, you know, just make good impressions on everyone. So, you know, now it's to the point where, I mean, I'm a little older. So, I mean, it's just now it's time to really, you know, make a good impression and, you know, hopefully I've done that lately. So
you've had a pretty good pitching staff here in Trenton this year. I know obviously the crown jewel maybe of the season is Ronald's no-hitter, but Dietrich has pitched very well, almost had a no-hitter the next day.
Yeah.
You know, didn't allow a run through April. Everybody's pitching well. Jordan, Kale, everybody's been pitching well here. What's it been like for you as a catcher with that rotation, just knowing you've got 4 or 5 horses going out there every night and they're giving you your best and they're doing pretty darn well?
It's easy. So, you know, it makes my job a lot easier because I get to catch guys like our starters, and you know, it just makes my life easier because they're so talented that, you know, it's fun to go out there and catch.
Now, you've mentioned for yourself personally too that you know, coming back and getting yourself behind the plate. You went to Arizona a couple years ago. You know, coming off a season where you had 80, 90 at bats. What was that experience like for you to go out there and get that playing time, and then just kind of start the process of getting back to where you knew you were healthy and ready to go?
I mean, it was pretty great to be able to have the opportunity to go to Arizona that year, and I did, you know, really well there, and it was like a good, you know, confidence booster as far as me not having played for almost 2 full seasons, and then, you know, knowing I could still compete with, you know, some of the top prospects.
You've got a lot, you know, there's a lot of good guys here too, but you've got 2 guys in PJ and JD who are, you know, veteran catchers to work with. So what's that been like having both of those guys on the staff to just kind of pick their brains or go through things with?
Yeah, it's great. It's great having them. I mean, I learn a lot from both of them. And, I mean, you know, just having catchers on the coaching staff really helps too, because, you know, they always know what we go through, and then they're just, you know, just good with, you know, handling everyday stuff. You know, it's nice.
And that is going to do it for this month's edition of Minor League Monthly. Now, we'll be back with you in early July with a special edition of the show, because June is quite an interesting month for the minor leagues. Not only is the MLB draft in early June, but later in the month, all of the short season affiliates for all of the teams around baseball get started, so there'll be four whole new sets of Baby Bombers ready to begin play. Between those seasons beginning and the draft bringing in a whole bunch of new Baby Bombers, there's going to be a whole lot to break down, so we'll be back to sort it all out somewhere right around July 4th. Until then, I'm your host, Lou DiPietro, saying thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time.